Culture Club at Triple M Jane Day for breakfast. It's come on, it's Awesome 80s Friday. We have to roll out the good songs on Awesome 80s
you
Friday.
You can't go past Culture Club.
Blue skies today. We're looking at Sunny Day, 26 degrees. Probably one of Kim Williams' favourite songs, I reckon, from the Cutters. G'day, mate. How are you? Joining us in the studio. How are you?
I'm going all right. And, definitely not.
You're going to go see him in Brisbane.
Right. I've already got tickets. Right.
One of Dave's favourite songs for sure.
That was actually my first concert back in 1985.
You know what? That does not surprise me in the least, to be honest with you. Welcome to Friday morning, mate. We're talking all things Cutters at the moment, but it's a special event coming up very soon, right?
Yeah, starts this afternoon with a round of golf and a couple of beverages. Year 10... Oh, sorry, 10-year reunion.
Hang on a second, after the drinks, it could be year 10.
Could be. 10-year reunion of the 2013 Premiership with the Cutters, but also we're remembering the 1993 Mackay Sea Eagles State Cup winners. So 30-year reunion for those guys. So, a bit of a joint celebration, I guess, and goes into tonight with a function and then game day tomorrow where... All those players will be special guests at the ground.
Jeez, are they? And I'm just trying to picture, say, 10 years ago. Yep. Do they line up for a guard of honour for the players that come out on the field on the tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, we'll introduce members of both those squads just before kickoff, and then they'll form the guard of honour.
Yeah,
we've got a bit of a highlights package from the 2013 Premiership.
I have seen that highlights package. Yeah. And geez, you know how to jump high in the air. Being the head coach of the Premiership winning team.
Yeah. I've had to cut a few bits of that out just to fit it in. Unfortunately, I went searching for highlights of the 93 State Cup, and the historians at the QRL got back to me, and they were really good, but they couldn't find anything. It was recorded, but they tell me that a lot of tapes in that they used, they then just recorded straight over a day later, a week later.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a shame.
I think that was the ABC budget, must have been.
I don't think anything's changed from the ABC's instead, to be honest.
So, unfortunately, I haven't been able to get any footage of that game. But, we've got plenty of stuff around the weekend to do and show, and heaps of photos and... plenty of lies to be told.
It'll be good to see some of those old players again as well. I mean, the captain, for starters, Jardine Bobongi.
Yep.
Haven't seen him in years.
Has still been playing in the local comp up to, well, he was going to play this year, but he ripped his bicep off the bone a few weeks ago. So he just had surgery a few days ago, I believe.
Wow.
But he'll be right. Yeah.
What about he's tough. When you think about the 10 years ago and being part and being the coach of that I guess premiership winning team, that must be one of the proudest moments of in your career. How did that make you feel? Like being the leader of that team?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I did a bit of a talk to the current group just last night, and it's been a theme obviously this week just about the old boys, and obviously the current group's still in it a bit tough. So I spoke with great pride last night in front of that group, and my wife and I both agree it's the greatest day of our life.
Yeah.
Above our wedding, she even agrees with that. Yeah. I've got a good one there, obviously.
Absolutely.
And, there's just so much work that goes into it. That was my rookie year at that level. And, to explain it to the players last night, it's like you're a player. You come in, in that rookie year, you're a bit unsure of whether you know more than the players and how your message is going to get across, and, really got to earn their respect. So the best way to earn the respect, I think, is just a work ethic, and players like to see that, the coaches are working as hard, if not harder than anyone else. And I think, I based everything pretty well on that. Let's just give it the biggest red hot go I can give it and see what happens. I had something to prove to myself, to others, and I worked really hard. So that's the main reason I'm pretty proud of it. It's just the effort you put in. And we were lucky enough to get the greatest reward on the back of that. So, but I strongly believe everything is based on hard work. So.
And just because the boys are having a rough trot at the moment doesn't mean that we can't get back there again. You know, it can be done. You can't always have the wins.
You see them competing. Like they are lows, competing.
Absolutely.
As a fan, that's what you want to see.
Yeah. We watched a bit of a highlights package that the local Win TV guy put together at the end of that campaign, and it came up on the commentary last night. It was round five against Redcliffe that year, and we had won one, lost one, or the other way around, actually.
Yeah.
And we came into that game, TV game, red-hot underdogs, and we gave them a bit of a touch-up, and that was a turning point. We got some belief, and we played really good footy from then, and said last night to the guys, you just got to find that turning point this year. And we're a young squad, and once you get that shot of confidence, you know, we'll really improve and get some consistency. So, turning point just doesn't come. It's on the back of hard work. So we're not far off.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you just got to ride the wave. Like we say, you can't always have the wins. You've got to go with the wins comes the losses, and with the losses come the wins.
Yep.
It'll be good to catch up with the Premier, reliving those moments with the team from 10 years ago. Mate, it's always good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
And hopefully it inspires the players tomorrow night as well.
Yeah. That's a big part of it. They'll be around the sheds and be very visible at the game. So hopefully that's what we need.
Absolutely. Kim Williams, thanks for joining us, mate, thanks, as always. Scott. Thank you. Good to see you. And we'll make sure that we get tickets to Culture Club. We'll send you to the concert. Hey, how's that sound?
Thanks.
You're a good guy, mate. Thank you. All right. Genesis right now. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 15 degrees in Serena right now. Blue skies around Mackay with Sundays. We'll spin up the Suburban Song Wheel up in just a moment here at Triple M. Morning.